You're listening to KXFM Radio, and I'm your host, Mary Tonka from Laguna Sound, and today I'm honored and excited to be part of a radio takeover. It's important to give back to our community. I've invited my friend Jay from Locals of Laguna, co-host a show with me, and some very special guests calling in. So sit back and enjoy the surprises.
Hollywood girl, oh. Hollywood girl, world renowned. Flashbulbs flickering in the crowd. See how they all just love you now. The queen of the big screen, rocking her crown. Hollywood girl, sinking stone. Lying next to someone, feeling alone. It seems the cameras are in her way, but she loves the spotlight, so it's okay. Hollywood girl, what's the deal? Fresh out of rehab, how do you feel? It's gotta be tough when every friend sticks a knife in your back when you're not looking. So wherever you go, I want you to know that I think you're special, yeah. And them tears you're starting to cry, well, you'll be alright. Just know that you're special, yeah. Hollywood girl, it's nearly end. Sweet senorita dancing in the wind. Pulled by the lust, the greed and sin. The edges were slippery, you just fell in. Hollywood girls lost control. The sex and the drugs and the rock and roll. Just 18 when you left your home. The city of angels swallowed your soul. Hollywood girl, don't make a sound. The light of the sunset's got you now. Looking like a girl from a smaller town. Looking like a girl I used to care about. So wherever you go, I want you to know that I think you're special. And them tears you're starting to cry, well, you'll be alright. Just know that you're special, yeah. And you'll conquer the whole world once you discover it. Your faith will be renewed once you discover it. They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. So open up another bottle and let it flow, flow, flow. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pilot Two Hill, our local superstars, Hollywood Girl.
Folks, Pilot Two Hill is Frank and Vinny, whom you may know from around town. They run Laguna Sound across from Hobie upstairs. They've been extremely generous at every turn, every ask. And it's notable to mention that a few months back when Boys and Girls Club reached out to them for amps and musical equipment. They were there days later with brand new amps for the kids to learn music, hear music, and throw more of those concerts like Kidcella that we had over the summer.
For their music program.
For the music program, which Mary is also a part of, and just so stoked on all of that. So, boys, great song.
Woo!
Let's give it up for Pilot Two Hill.
Tight.
That was my girl, Doja Cat. So guys, don't forget, the call line, the donation line is open. The number is 949-715-4859. Make that donation.
If you guys want to talk to us, it's 715-5936. If you want to talk to Mary specifically.
Or Jay.
So a long line for that always. But one more thing. If you guys don't have the cash funds to make large donations, go online. It's got some sick new hats and shirts.
Their merch is incredible. I want to wear that hat all day.
Good beach hat and the shirts. Silhouette of a guitar player at the beach. Pretty tight, actually. So go on there. Every dollar counts. They just loaded up. Buy away for Christmas.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more, yeah. But baby, there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I stopped using my head, let it all go. Got you stuck on my body like a tattoo. And now I'm feeling stupid, falling back to you. So I cross my heart and I hope to die that I'll only stay with you one more night. And I know
you know.
So we have a very special guest on the line, Wyland.
Wyland.
Yes, Mary. Hey, Jay.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Aloha from the beautiful North Shore of Oahu.
Oh, aloha. Wow.
Aloha. Hey, congratulations on your anniversary celebration. 28 years.
Yeah, 28 years of art, conservation, and community. And the Wyland Foundation has been really out there doing really good work. You know, we're focused on water right now, both freshwater and saltwater, you know, knowing that without water, we really don't have the quality of life for, you know, the whales and sharks and everything that I paint in the sea, but us. So we're rightly focused on water, have been for a long, long time, and we're trying to encourage people through all our mayors around the nation to make a water pledge, learn how you can, you know, basically protect today's water, because, you know, we're in a water crisis, and we always will be unless we start to take action to conserve. You know, the truth of the matter is, guys, we have plenty of water, but we're not taking care of it.
That's right.
Wyland's always been at the forefront for all these causes. He goes hand in hand with Laguna and a number of other beautiful towns. He holds it down for us and always has. As you may or may not know, he wakes up in the morning on some random secluded island. Sea turtles take him back to the mainland where mermaids he sculpted or painted for large amounts of cash, hand feed and passion fruit and such.
And
he's taking time out of his day to call in here for all the causes that he mentioned. And it's always exciting to hear his latest adventures. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
We appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Mary. KXFM Laguna Sounds. You guys are amazing. Laguna, like locals that really care about our community. And, you know, I've been there since, 1977. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I just love Laguna. I've been in Laguna more than Detroit, where I grew up. I mean, I came out here the first time to Laguna Beach, to Main Beach, when I was 14 years old. I saw the ocean for the first time. I dreamt about it my whole life. And, you know, Michigan is surrounded by water, and Lake Michigan actually has waves. So, you know, my dad would take us out there body surfing. But I always wanted to see the ocean and experience it firsthand. And, you know, I also was inspired by Jacques Cousteau, and his underwater series on television really inspired me and, you know, a whole generation of people to care about, you know, protecting our ocean.
Well, speaking of Jacques Cousteau, selected pieces at the Hotel Laguna with the old school scuba and all of that, very
right.
Jacques Cousteau. That is excellent. Everyone's been talking about it, posting about it.
Oh, yeah.
You really took it to the next level for that new
it's
opening
gorgeous.
Renovation. Yeah, that is Wyland to a T right there. So Jacques Cousteau, first thing came to mind was that piece right there in the hallway.
Oh, definitely.
Amazing stuff.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so happy that the hotel has opened after about 4 years or so. And you know, I know Greg McGilvery tried to do it. It's a major challenge, and Mo hung in there. He got the restaurants open. He's trying to open the rest of the hotel, and I think he's doing a great job. I obviously live right next door to the Hotel Laguna, where my, you know, original whaling wall was painted. And, you know, the past owners actually whitewashed over the original mural that I did, so because they wanted to buy my property that I bought. And, kind of tear it down and put a parking lot there. So I outbid them, guys. So thank you for all my collectors, you know, making me successful enough to be able to outbid the Hotel Laguna for that property. And what's great is Mo allowed me to repaint it, you know, and I did it on canvas originally, but that's not going to last forever. And so what we're planning is to finish the bottom portion in porcelain tile. Like the top portion's already porcelain. And I know the mayor, Bob Whelan, is really excited about it. Mo's very excited about it as our contribution to public art in Laguna Beach and Orange County. And, you know, tile, porcelain in particular, you know, lasts forever. I mean, the buildings will fall down and it'll still be there. It's some of the oldest artifacts in the world are porcelain. Very expensive, but, you know, that one's my baby. That was the first of the 101 that I painted around the world. It took me, almost 30 years to do that.
If you needed to, could you relocate those tiles even? Because it would just be a matter of...
I wouldn't want to. I mean, right. There's a reason I pick locations. That is where I saw the gray whale migration for the first time. That's the place I saw my first whales when I was 14. And ironically, 10 years later, from 1971, when I was 14, I painted the first life-size, you know, public mural, featuring those very whales that I saw on that day. So, you know, there's no coincidences in the universe.
You had Lahaina in the mix, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Lahaina. That one's right. Kind of a
that
wild
one was amazing.
Story. We might have to have a couple margaritas to talk about that one.
Yeah. I lived there for a bit, and it would just uplift the entire experience of the morning and the day for the community, just being around that stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, and you know what they did, though. So I asked Lahaina Town if I could paint one of my 100 whaling walls, and they said, you will never paint a whale wall in this town.
Really?
Because it wasn't their idea. There was one guy kind of holding the thing up. So I tried for 9 years, and then finally I did two murals over in Kapa'a in Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the key to the city, and then I had some paint left over, so I think you can guess what happened in Lahaina.
We're always going to run into those sorts of things, which wraps us right back to the beginning about how those who have been in the community as long as you have that take charge and ensure that the culture and community here is preserved, maintained and continues for the next generations happens, and all of those details about outbidding or whatever else is going on, ultimately you stepping up, making sure that we keep Laguna, you know, again, we applaud you. Thank you so much, and honored to have you calling in right now.
And always supporting us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mary J. I appreciate it. And you know, what we have to do is protect what we already have, you know, and Laguna's done a great job of protecting the ocean and the coast. And, you know, I see the kelp's coming back stronger. There's still a multitude of challenges out there with the plastic issue. Of course, the oil spill off of Huntington Beach. You know, we always got to be vigilant, all of us, you know, and it's not really up to the politicians. It's up to the people. You know, and the people of Laguna Beach are very conservation-minded like we are. And it's art and music that's going to really lead the way and always has. If you look at history, art and music is the way that people communicated from the very beginning of time. And it's still relevant today. You know, the street art that I make, you know, it calls attention to the plight of the whales and the health of our, you know, water planet. That's what I'll keep bringing in a very creative way.
Well, speaking of transcending vocabulary and having the highest, utmost way of relaying and communicating to people through art and music, we are about to get to the next song, but wondering, we have a goal here. What is it, Erica? 2.5 mil, 3 mil? What are we looking for? Six-figure donations?
3.5.
So,
yeah. Put me down for 500. And I challenge all the businesses in Laguna and Orange County to do the same. Put me down for 500, please.
Well, thank you, Wylan. And we're going to play
Stepping Up.
Saved by the Sea by you.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Awesome.
Playing your song, going right into it.
Saved by the ocean, saved by the
Guys, so our goal is 60,000. Help us hit this goal.
Again, the number, if you want to call and talk to Mary or I, 949-715-5936, or just go straight to the donation line because you don't like it that much. It's 715-4859. We're begging you, and that's why we're rolling into this song, Begging by Madcon.
Let's do it.
Begging. don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're on the runway track from the good. I only painted a picture, telling where we could be yet. Like the heart in a dash where it should. You done gave it away, you had it till you took your pick. But I keep walking on, keep open doors, keep hoping for that the call is yours. Keep those on hold, cause I don't wanna live in a broken home, girl. I'm back.
As there you have it. And we are begging you to make that donation. So call in.
Rich, are you on the line?
This is Rich Kerman. Is this Jason?
It is. And I wanted to let you know, Rich, we had the option to fade out that song to get to you a bit sooner. And I actually, Mary and I just decided, let it play. It's Rich.
You were looking for the 12-inch disco version, weren't you?
We did.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I thought you were out there. I thought I saw you out on a paddleboard.
You did.
Thanks for calling in.
There's a rumor, by the way, that I'd like to clear up, that it was Jay himself, the man sitting next to you, who taught me not only how to paddleboard, but actually how to swim. And I'd like to clear up that rumor.
Okay.
It was actually the other way around. Jay didn't know how to swim, and then he knows. And I'm not going
to
take all the credit for it, but yeah, I mean, basically, yes.
You know, he's wearing fishing boots right now.
I saw those boots.
Rich,
those boots are the reason that he can swim.
We literally have video footage of you, I think, just this last summer in floaties. So if you want us to play that.
I want to see that video.
No, that video doesn't exist. In fact, if you deserve one thing, and you deserve many things, it is credit for popularizing those Philly shoes on your feet right now.
Erica, what do you think? Are they bromancing right now? Is that what is happening?
It's a passive aggression.
Let's just get as much money as we can from him and move on, please, Erica.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
You guys. So why aren't you in the studio right now?
Because I have to be somewhere in 25 minutes.
We're just calling you out, you know?
Well, I'm here. That's a radio station. I figure, like, no one listening, if anyone is listening, would know the difference between me being at home or there. So, plus, I've seen Jade, like, way too many times lately. If it was just you there, Mary, I would be there.
Aw. That's so
sweet.
Sounds
about right.
Okay, so what are your Thanksgiving plans? I want to know.
Well, my Thanksgiving plan, it's actually my birthday, the day after Thanksgiving.
What?
So I kind of get... Yeah, I typically get gypped because of, you know, people are focused on Thanksgiving.
Well, it is.
So we're having
happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's very special because from now on, he could walk into any Denny's nationwide and receive a discount on any breakfast that he so chooses.
There's a discount that was free.
That's right.
The senior discounts
give him a gift,
very
Jason.
Substantial.
Last I saw, there was no Denny's in Laguna Beach. So, you know, I don't ever leave the I don't ever leave town, so... That doesn't really help.
So you're doing your birthday. We weren't invited. Well, I wasn't invited.
Oh, no, Jay was. Actually, I'll send you the invite, too.
See what I mean, Erica?
We're having an orphan party on Thanksgiving Day for all of us who have families that live very far away and aren't traveling. And then the day after is a Thanksgiving leftover / birthday party. And anyone's invited. You just have to know where I live. And let's not share that address on the radio.
Erica is doing the yawning motion to us right now, so
speed it up a little.
Let's.
She's really not.
What do we need to do here, Van Halen?
But we're so there.
What song
we're
could
so
pick
there.
Us back up after all of this?
Dua Lipa. Well, Rich, thank you for calling.
Wait, you're
going
to follow me with Dua Lipa? Can I at least make a request?
Make a request.
Are you donating?
Come on. It's your birthday.
Oh, look at that. Way to close.
Yeah.
I mean, for anyone that knows me and knows my former paddle board, it had Jimi Hendrix right on the top. So how about some Jimi Hendrix to take me out?
That's a good one.
Is that doable?
Sandcastles made of sand?
Castles Made of Sand is a winner in my book, just like you, Jay.
Oh, that was sweet, Rich.
You guys are the sweetest.
Yeah, I threw up a little bit in my mouth, but I swallowed it down because there's so much electrical equipment around here. I didn't want to cause any damage to, yeah.
Well, check out his podcast, right? Epic Ocean.
Our Epic Ocean,
Our Epic Ocean. Ready to hit it?
Hit it.
Down the street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who before he was 10 played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up he would be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed and more the dream grew stronger, till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong, surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. A frown, cause she was crippled for life, and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her leg she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Oh, Malibu. I'm levitating. The Milky Way. We're renegading. I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Let's get into this takeover. I want to give a special thank you to my fam, Joel Feinstein, for making that donation, Wyland and Kennelly Ferguson, Mrs. Philippines, for making that donation. I appreciate you. I'm really honored and thankful to be a part of this show. Thank you, KXFM.
Looks like we have a call. Hello?
Hi, this is the radio station?
It is.
This is KXFM. Is this beautiful Amora?
This is actually Krista.
Krista! Oh my goodness. Krista and Frank on the line.
Yeah.
Are we live right now?
Oh my. We are live. We are live.
You guys look like driving around the car. Frank's giving you hand signals. What's going on?
Exactly. So yeah, I just want to call and say hi and donate some money and keep things moving.
We love you guys. You know, last year I did the takeover with you both, with Chris and Frank, and it was my first experience. Thank you. You know, I'm so happy that
so
you guys
fun.
Are calling
so
in. We miss you guys.
Frank,
I know.
If
we
you guys
you
don't know,
there.
Frank and Krista own Laguna Sound, which is off Forest. It's Laguna Beach's very own recording studio. They've done so much, as we discussed before, for the community, and most recently the Amps for the Boys and Girls Club for the youth of this town. And almost as important, Frank grew up in Makaha on the west side of Oahu, which makes him basically untouchable to anybody out there.
Frank is untouchable. So are you, Krista.
And he played football for Long Beach.
Guys.
So he's next level. Always great to have him around. Krista is the sweetest that possibly ever has walked through Laguna Beach territory, and they're taking time out on their vacation to call.
Funny.
And they have the best bands.
Pilot Two Hill.
And the
That's
cover.
That's right. You know it.
We just
So
played.
Are you guys having fun?
We played your song.
Yeah. We're having
nice,
so much fun,
nice.
Krista.
What was it? Hollywood Girl?
Hollywood Girl.
I love that one. Well, that's awesome. Well, I know you guys need to take other calls, so put me through so I can give them my credit card, and we'll keep the ball moving.
You got it. Thank you, beautiful Krista.
Call the donation
Great job,
line
guys.
At 949-715-4859 to make those donations.
Will do.
Okay.
Let's
All right.
do this,
Bye,
guys. So we're going to take another call.
Hello.
This is KXFM. Is this Amora?
Yes, this is Amora.
This is my amazing friend, artist Amora. She is on Baby Bash and Danny Trejo's label.
Yes!
Yes, you are. I love all your music. And just, you know, you just bring so much light. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for supporting your girl.
Yes, of course.
I know you will be at tons of events for Danny and Baby Bash. And I really want to know, what's your favorite song that you're going to perform?
My favorite song. So actually,
for the holidays.
For the holidays. Okay. my personal favorite is the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. So I would have to say that's like my favorite to perform.
I love that. Are you going to sing it for us?
Yes. Let me play the little backtrack. Hopefully you guys can hear it a little bit. Can you hear the piano a little bit?
I can hear that.
Yay. Okay.
This is
the
best
song.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
It is the best song.
Brings me back.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir of folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Shiny tots with their eyes on a glow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is on a spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
That was just so beautiful. Oh my gosh, Jason. Amazing. Jason's crying. I have a tear in my eye too. That was just so amazing. Thank you for singing that for us.
That was
absolutely. Thank y'all so much.
How can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so people can find me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. My Instagram handle is Amora's Love, and that's spelled AmoraasLuvv. I know it's complicated, but.
We got it.
Erica, we need eggnog and cookies stat.
I know. I want to be at your holiday party.
Yes, you're all invited.
Christmas mood. You know, I love it. My name is spelled M-E-R-R-Y, and I feel like, you know, throughout the year, I'm always in that Christmas spirit. I saw them bring over, like, Christmas trees. They were unloading Christmas trees, and I instantly just became so happy. Well, I want to say,
Mary, well, you're sunlight. You're bright.
Oh, you are too. I want to say thank you so much and give a hug to my friend Danny Trejo. And I'm so happy for you. And I can't wait to go to one of your performances.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Thank you, Amora.
Thank you.
To the heart, I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna be that guy, I wanna kiss you right.
KXFM has been serving our community for 9 years, almost a decade.
Yep. And while we have this time, let's start talking about the rest of Laguna Beach. So we have a few things that you may or may not be aware of, but everyone should partake in and see at least once.
Definitely check out Winter Fantasy, Sawdust Festival.
How long is that going till?
You know, it's going on now till December 9th.
Okay.
And then we have Hospitality Night. That's December 3rd, and that's downtown.
Yeah, off Forest, in the ocean. I think the Winter Fantasy goes till the 9th or the 19th, something like that. 19th, that's
I'm
right.
I'm so excited to check that out.
It's amazing. It really gets you in the mood.
It's like whimsical. I always drive past it, and I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Yes, trees, Santa, all the above. Everything is there for you. And, you know, as a reminder about our town and the community, shop local. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. Your family and friends are coming into town. Go visit the Sawdust, one-of-a-kind, homemade passion projects, heavily discounted for you guys to purchase and give to everyone else. No need for Amazon. Just cruise around town. We all know each other here.
Get your tickets now to Winter Fantasy.
And let's close this out with the last 5 minutes with some of your favorite songs, Mary. Yeah.
You know, let's do some Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Ed Sheeran. I had personally requested Metallica.
What was your...
Everyone said no. So
that was your request.
Yeah. So we'll go to Bad Habits.
Let's do Bad Habits.
Okay.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Just now tuning in, the donation line is still open. The number is 949-715-4859.
We are signing out. We'll leave you with one more song, Just the Way We Are by Bruno Mars. And the reason is because you're all beautiful people out there.
That's
we want
right.
you to remember that as we go into this little family fest coming up here this weekend. And just be you.
Thanks for tuning in, and we're signing out.
so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see you. Stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing.